Okay, we're good. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are going to be talking about, well, a few things. First thing is, first of the month, so you know what I got to talk about, and that is the fact that it's Sextember, everybody. Yay, Sextember! Let's clap our hands. Okay. All right. So, to make this real short, and so I don't have to make two fucking videos, basically, Sextember is when we don't do so much hentai and anime stuff. So, if you're not, really excited about that, you can just unsub for, like, a month and come back. It's okay. Like, we're cool. I don't have that big of an audience anyway. But if you're like, I really like your hentai stuff and you're not going to be doing it this month, so that kind of sucks. Okay, that's cool. We'll see you back in October. And definitely we'll be hitting it hard with the hentai stuff. A lot of hentai stuff coming up. Because there's a lot of horror hentai games I want to go through that I think you guys will like. However, we're doing AVNs. So if you love being a dick, we don't have that one. Of Broken Dreamers, Depraved Awakening, which we will finish. I will absolutely finish that. Leap of Faith, which I want to finish. I love Leap of Faith. Really, really good one.
The one you're talking about us doing after Summer Scent.
No. The one we're going to be doing after Summer Scent, because we liked it so much, is going to be Fetish Locator. We're going to do that. But that's not all. You're like, well, Grim, what about the stuff that, like, made views? Okay, fine. I can play Sexbot. Sexbot's good. There's a lot of other ones that did well. Chasing Sunsets, which we are definitely going to do. Matter of fact, no, I think it was... Well, we'll see. Because Fetish Locator has three fucking parts, and Chasing Sunsets I don't think is finished. But Fetish Locator's in season 3. That's how far that shit's gone. So we'll see how Fetish Locator does. And if you guys really like it, we'll continue to do that. And of course, I do want to do Chasing Sunsets at some point. It could come after Leap of Faith. It could come after Depraved Awakening. I'm always going to need stuff. And one thing that I learned from a guy that's actually in this industry, there's not hundreds of these. There's thousands of these, and they keep coming like crazy.
Are they as well written?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Key.
Because some of them yes, and some of them no, and it just depends. Because there's a lot of them. I've downloaded a lot more of them in different ways, of course. Some of them I'm just testing out to see if they're worth checking out, and then some of them I've actually went and bought and paid money for. There's a lot of ways to get these things, obviously, and F-95 is a known transport vessel for these games. Yes, it is a piracy website. However, the devs are like, I don't really have any fans or an audience, and there's audience on F-95 for adult games that love AVNs. So why don't I take my game and say, yes, pirate my game, because I want you to maybe buy it and tell other people about it, maybe you'll like it. And guess what happens? They do. They pirate the game, and then they're like, hey, this is really fucking good. And other people will talk about it. Man, this is good. We're going to give you money. We're going to support your Patreon. Because those people have fucking money. I mean, I do too. I mean, I've been supporting those games. I've been supporting quite a few developers. That's how that works. So there's a lot of AVNs. Don't feel bad about getting them from F95. They definitely use that as promotion. You'll actually see developers in there. Like, developers will be in that forum saying, hey, what do you think? This is my game. Tell me, blah, 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 blah. I'm new. I don't know much about this. And some people will help them out. And some people get really critical. You think, we're critical? You should read some of these fucking posts. Mm-hmm. There are people that critique this shit like you're gonna critique Citizen Kane. I am shitting you not.
Stuff's okay on it, it was groundbreaking.
The reason why I'm saying Citizen Kane is because it's a widely criticized piece of media, like The Godfather.
Yeah.
Godfather. Yeah, that's what
I
mean.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
But
I need to rewatch.
There's people that are critiquing these like The Godfather. And if you don't believe me, go look at some of them that have a lot of posts and just read them. Now, sure, there's going to be people asking for fetishes and all that, but you will see some critiques. A lot of people don't like how the main characters are portrayed in some of these games. But I'm like, I like the main character like that. Like, some people don't like the main character of Lust Element. I didn't have a problem with him. It's like, oh, he's kind of an asshole. It's like, he's not supposed to be a goody-two-shoes anime character. Look, the difference between the hentai visual novels and the American or Western, we won't say American because there's American studios, sure, but there's all over the world AVNs, is that the characters aren't Japanese stereotype. In Japan, a lot of the male characters are like...
simps.
Yeah, they're young. They're like, oh, I wonder if she'll like me. But let me tell you where that...
stare at a pair of breasts and their nose bleeds half
but,
to death.
But let me tell you what the difference is. See, in Boys Love, like we did with Taigano no Chi, you notice that a lot of the characters are really rough and tough and masculine. Well, that's because the women write these rough, tough, masculine men, and the men, they write simps. I wonder if that's Japanese culture. Anyway, that's what we've been noticing. But if you look at Maggot Bates, which is written by a woman, what about Sunoga Shogo? You know that he's written by a woman. Like, man, he's a real rough, tough guy. I like, you know, he's a fighter. He can whoop anybody's ass. Like, that's something you'd expect for, like, a man would enjoy, right? But no, a woman wrote that. A woman fucking wrote that, not for men. Remember, Maggot Bates was never supposed to have a male audience. She said, and I quote, "I don't know how men are interested in this." It's like, what do you mean you don't know how men are interested in this? You got a tough badass like Sunaga Shogo, and he's fucking doing John Wick type shit in there, like, for real. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are people not going to get interested in that? There's an anime adaptation could come out for that shit, and it could even be edited. And people are like, man, Sunaga Shogo, fucking badass. That dude, he takes no shit from nobody. A woman wrote that shit for women. Keep that in mind. She wrote it for women. She wrote it for a little Fujos, rotten women, as they're called in Japan. Why are they called rotten? Because women that are Fujos are considered the ones that cannot be married. They're not marriageable material. Yes, that's literally what they mean by rotten women. And by the way, I also found something else out. I was looking at an ad, and it was for Rune Factory. And I found a surprising number of women are playing Rune Factory, which is a dungeon crawler slash farming game, kind of maybe like Harvest Moon or something like that. Anyway, they're really, really into it. But you know what they're mad about? They don't have same-sex options. And you say, okay, are they gay? No. Women, like, I've noticed this. A lot of women want to, like, especially here in the West, it's different in the Japan, where they want men to be with other men. Women want other women. Like, they literally want to be able to date other women in the game. Like, that's their thing. So the Fujos here, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them, like, they want other women. Like, they didn't like the idea of, you know, not same sex. But at the end of the day, I could be wrong about that. Because if the main character is a male in Rune Factory, which it can be, that also might mean that they want BL. And BL is, of course, boys love. And, of course, they're like, I want a same-sex character because I want boys love. Like, I want literal things that I love and read about because BL manga is really fucking popular with women and so are the games. Obviously, JAS USA and JAS Blue, rather, making lots of money off these things. Manga Gamer making lots of money off of them. Steam making good money off their Otome and the ones that they can actually do. Yeah, BL sells really fucking well in the West. So, Yeah, that could be it, too. Like, I mean, I was assuming that you could play as a woman in that game, but if you can't and you play as a male character, then it would have obviously be the BL thing. It's got to be, I'm a man character. I want to be able to date a man character because I'm interested in the boy-love relationship. That's what they want. And they were extremely angry. Like, I was reading the post just today. I think I screened them. I'm not going to tell you the names of these girls, but I screened them. So let me actually look at these real quick, and I will tell you exactly what they're saying. So they're saying, I adore Rune Factory 4, but can't go back to 2 or 3, even if remade, since there's no bachelors. Which, you know what she means by bachelor, right? She means she wants, well, you play as a male character. She wants male bachelors that you can date. Oh. Because she's into Fujos. She wants men that date other men because that's considered extremely sexy to these women. I don't know why and this other woman legitimately says, only 8 hours ago, can I gay marry in it? That's literally what she says.
Well, the thing I wonder is if they did one that was just masculine men, if it would do as well.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, if they did men that would date other men.
Dating other men, but they can't be men that date, go after Asian women if it's made for the Asian women.
They don't like that. They don't want that. They want the men on men. They want the men on men. Doesn't make any sense.
Like,
it's Fujos.
I mean, I know how a lot of guys be like, oh, two girls making
out. All these women.
I'm like, if I can't.
All these women look like.
Get with them. I don't want it.
They look like your standard Fujos. Like I'm looking at them. They look like your standard Fujos. It's crazy that they're all wearing glasses. The fuck? Alright, so another one's like, she actually wrote a paragraph. I was disappointed when I saw there wouldn't be a female pack. Oh, okay. Hold on. Different. Okay, I could be wrong here, guys. I was disappointed when I saw there wouldn't be a female protagonist or bachelors added. Oh, they want an Otome experience.
Otome
is basically, it's you're a woman, and there's a bunch of men, handsome men that you date. Yeah. They're not muscular men. They're suave.
Whatever's.
They're suave men. They're like Backstreet Boys. You know how they really have pretty boys? They're pretty boys.
Probably whatever the Asian man is.
Yeah, they're BTS pretty. They're pretty boy. Yes.
They look like girls.
But yeah, that's what they want.
Or like they're trying
that's
to be.
That's what I figured. But I figured, it must be because they're trying to stay as faithful as they can to the original source material. Except that's not the case, because you got rid of the charming 2D artwork from the original we all know and love and gave us same glitchy 3D models and gameplay we saw in 5. I don't know. She was kind of, like I said, people are really kind of upset about this. I was wrong, but not quite, because women still like BL, but what they wanted was an Otome experience. They wanted a female character, because she said you can play as a woman, and she's like, well, I want men. I want to date beautiful men. And you know why they want to do this? Why do you think all these Fujos are into this? Now, I'm not saying that they're not.
Because they're usually wealthy if they're singers?
No. Just the type of look. Okay. A lot of women, I'm not going to say all, because I know some women are going to hit me with a hammer. But a lot of these women that I know, they don't really do very well in relationships. What I'm saying is not all of them are married, and maybe some of them never will be. Remember, the word rotten woman or fujoshi, not always, ladies. I know there's some ladies here that watch because I've seen my Tagano no Chi, and I know there's not men watching that. But what I'm saying is, not the word fujo or rotten women, it sometimes is the case, unfortunately. Look, we're just going to be fucking honest here. Sometimes it's the case. I'm not saying, you know, every single woman that is into this stuff is not married, doesn't have any chance at a relationship. But I'm just saying that sometimes it is some of the less desirable. Maybe not even that. Maybe they're just shy. Maybe they have, you know, certain problems, certain things that's a problem with communication. Because it's always the shy, nerdy girls that are into this kind of thing. I'm not saying this doesn't exist. But I don't see, like, IG models. I don't see Instagram model girls I don't see, you know, the beautiful, really gorgeous models into this. I'm not saying that they aren't. I'm just saying it's not common.
Also got to think, too, that women honestly don't know what they want.
That's true.
So, I mean, just because they're doing into that, I mean, they could be into that.
They could be into that and other things and be married as well. Yeah. It could be, you know,
like chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't have a problem with that because, honestly, it's like the rom-com. It's like the Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It's literally like that. There's women
that... butt-fucking going on.
No, there's none. No, not in these games.
Oh, not in that one with the girlish boys or something.
Not in the Rune Factor. Not in the Otome games. Sometimes in those games they have that, but it's very rare, especially if it's on a console. If it's on a console, I mean, you already know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, some of the girls that we, you know, that are on some of the games we've been playing aren't necessarily ones I'd be interested in.
Right.
But, you know.
But then some of them are.
I don't picture a girl that I'd want to have a long-term relationship being like the village pump.
No. Of course not. I mean, and that it's just a stupid fantasy at the end of the day anyway. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it goes back to the same article we went over a while back about OnlyFans models can't understand why men don't want to date them. Because they're just whoring themselves out, basically. Just
yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to date a whore?
At any rate, yeah, we're going to continue with these AVNs for a while. So get used to them, because there's going to be a lot of AVNs, and they're really fun and easy for me to do. Also, another announcement. Okay, there's an indie / fan game convention going on right now. It's called Sage. A lot of people know about it. I talked about it last year when Sage 2022 came out. I actually played some games from that, Sonic games. Remember, it's originally a Sonic fan game thing. There are still Sonic fan games, some demos that look kind of cool. But there's a lot of indie games this year. So I highly recommend you guys check out the indie games. There's some really, really cool ones that they've got out.
They gotta make them. And everyone else is trying to be woke.
They say, well, I'm not saying that because some of those people, like, it's Sage. They're Sonic fans. They're probably gonna be some progressive and woke tiles here and there. But what I'm saying is, no, it's an indie game, celebration. There's a few games that are actually finished. There's some games they just gave away that are fully completed. Now, there's some cool fan games that actually finished, too. One of the more interesting titles, aside from Sonic 1, 2, and 3 on the Game Gear being fully remade to run in 60 FPS, that's pretty cool, is the fact that the Sonic McOrigins game finished. And for those of you that are like, what the fuck is Sonic McOrigins? Well, alright, a long time ago, there was a McDonald's thing where McDonald's gave away these Sonic handheld games.
Oh, yeah.
And they were a little... Well, some guy decided to take them all, remake them, and give them a little background to make it look like you were playing them on the original thing.
Okay.
So he brought them all back. So now you can play all those really old, rare, hard-to-find games... And something that might be looked at as an archive of sorts, because there's no way to really archive LCD games. A lot of people never found them that important. I'm not saying that there's not LCD ROMs or something like that, but I never found them that important.
I think these retro cubes we got.
No, they won't have that.
It was one of them that you had, and it did play it. And I think I have some on that.
There might be a Tiger Electronics one.
Yeah, there he is.
There might be.
That's that. What I know about.
But,
I play Ninja Turtles basketball again. I remember I used to play that till it wore out.
Damn. But I will say, yeah, those LCD games that they are bringing back in that way, especially the McDonald's ones, that's pretty cool. I'm glad to see that they've brought that back. I mean, there's a lot of things, as with any, like, fan game, All right, so I'll basically break it down. All right, so you have a bunch of indie games. Yeah. Some of them look like absolute garbage. Some of them are already on Steam. And some of them are really fucking promising. And when I say on Steam, that means that they've already been accepted. They're, you know, pretty good games, you know. We've got games on there like Frog Gun Encore, which is actually on GOG and Steam, a bunch of other places. It's a popular game. And, you know, a few other ones. I'm pretty sure some other games will be dropping on there. Very interesting looking demos. And then you have Fan Game Hell. Fan Game Hell, I call it that because you have everything from somebody's really awesome, like, Sonic Frontiers-looking-esque thing, or classic Sonic, or you have maybe a Saturn, some people did that. You have things like that, and then you have stuff that looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint. So, you really have to be choosy in some of its meme games, but then you have stuff that's like, ooh, this is really cool, this is nice. Somebody made a Chojin Sentai Jetman game, which was supposed to be made for the Sega Saturn they were trying to aim for. And it's not like the 8-bit game. This thing is actually, the best way for me to describe it is Afterburner. Anybody that's ever played Afterburner for the Sega Master System, which I actually have, yes, I'm one of the gamers with that rare experience. A lot of people have played the Genesis, but not the Master System. I've played Afterburner on the Master System, and it was tons of fun. So basically you're playing as the bird robot, and you're fighting a lot of the monsters and stuff from the Chojin Sentai Jetman series, which is an amazing fucking series, by the way. It's my favorite Sentai series of all time, and it's also the most liked Sentai series by the community, because it's just so fucking good. It's so iconic. The Green Ranger was amazing. Like, the dude that plays the Green Ranger is fucking awesome, and he was so awesome that they brought him back in other Sentai, because he was just, like, he's up there with our Green Ranger almost, which is kind of crazy, because then we had, of course, Jason David Frank a year later in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So the Green Ranger mantle is just iconic. It's just iconic in general.
I know they have one movie coming out called The White Dragon. And it
yes,
looks a lot
that's what it is. That's
oh, it
his,
is
that's
a Power
his,
Rangers
that's,
one?
No. It's or not a Power Rangers. It's a Sentai movie, but it's not a Power Rangers movie.
Okay.
It is an adult take on the Power Rangers, but It is also Jason David Frank's final film. It is the last film he made before he died. He put a lot of work into it. It's my bat. He died last year.
Oh, okay.
He killed himself. He was his wife. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, and his wife and him fought, and there was a struggle, and he hung himself. No, if you knew the whole story and stuff, then she definitely... We did a whole thing on it, and we did a tribute to him.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it was. I know that, but it was a big ordeal. Anyway, yeah, Jason David Frank, he will be missed, and I think it's December that movie is coming out. Hopefully soon. It's something I'd really like to see. Legend of the White Dragon. Yeah. It'll be great.
I just saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, it's good.
On YouTube, I was watching a bunch of trailers.
It's by Bat and the Sun. It'll be really good.
Oh, Bat and the Sun.
It's the first movie they've ever actually done. They did it with Jason David Frank.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's
cool. I always like Bat and the Sun.
Yeah,
stuff.
Bat and the Sun's good. No articles today, but yeah, we'll get with the articles and stuff. Because Sage happened, I wasn't really spending time with articles. I was basically trying to download, I think I downloaded 100-something demos. So, a lot of you said, Grim, how are you going to play all those demos? Well, I already deleted like 6 of them.
Demos don't last
They're
that
demos,
long.
They don't last that long.
They give
and sometimes, you a taste. And sometimes, a demo, like, I was playing Sonic USB, and I'm like, okay, you want me to use my controller, but then I'm using my keyboard, and Sonic's not moving with the keyboard or the controller or nothing. And it looked like it might be cool, but then it was wanting to look for a version, and it was just freak. It's like, what the fuck? I guess it's meant to be an online game. Anyway, I just got rid of it. I was just like, nah.
Anything that's online only, I don't get. Which is sad, because they have, you know, Evil Dead's online only. Any of the horror ones, Chainsaw Massacre's online
only. Yeah, yeah, a lot of those.
Friday the 13th's online only.
All those are like that.
And Evil Dead, I saw the preview for it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, but it's good.
I'm not going to pay for something that once their system changes over, you know, it's worthless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I got. That's pretty much all we got to say. All right, so again, check out the Sage Convention. You'll be seeing some more games played from it. Now, I'm not going to play anything from Sage tomorrow. I am going to be playing Mega Man X Dive offline because it finally came out, and I am really curious to play that during the open mic, which is going to be really good this time. I'm talking about a Red Pill Manosphere topic, actually, surprisingly, but it's something that I've been thinking about. Because I was listening to this Red Pill guru about, and I'm like, hold on, you totally missed the boat when you said that. I know, we know they missed the boat a lot, but there's something really, really important that has changed since I was a man. Excuse me,
are you a woman now?
Yeah.
Are you a they?
Since I was a young man. Since I was a young lad, and now we're doing something that is just completely asinine and doesn't make any damn fucking sense and is going to pretty much end up in a lot more people being lonely and unhappy and just...
This used to be the Elvira show, now it's the Grimlord show.
Yeah. Ever since my transition. Well, see, no, I was listening to some rap lyrics, and the guy was like... My transition from a boy to a man. I'm like, I'm glad that's the only I'm glad that's the transition you made. Of course, it was an old rap song. Because the guy was saying in the rap song, now if I say it, somebody's going to recognize who it is. And he's like, I want to get a two-way pager. I'm like, what? Damn. This is way back when, if you're talking about, I want to get a two-way pager. I want to get this.
Like, yeah, they still... Pages.
I know they do.
They're dirt cheap too. It's like 20 bucks for a year.
It's like this man. It's like this man repping about a two-way pager.
I think doctors like, still carry them sometimes, which is crazy because they have probably the latest technology.
Oh, absolutely.
But I mean, especially like I think they issue them at certain hospitals just so they can keep a hold of them anytime because they're on call all the time.
Oh.
And then all they do is pull their cell phone out.
Also,
why didn't you text me this shit?
Also, there's a couple other things in the fan games. They had the Mega Man 4 Hounds demo actually got released. They got 5 playable stages in that. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'm not going to get my ass kicked too hard. You also got, what was it called? Hoopervania? It looked okay because it was just like a French Castlevania and it looks all right.
I thought it was a basketball.
There was also there was also what was it? Swole something. It's basically like a muscle flex game. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it is called, you get the first and the second game and it's called Gym of the Year Edition. Instead of Game of the Year, it's called Gym of the Year Edition. So, yeah, they got that. There's an untitled Paper Mario game that looks really good. Nintendo's going to be after that. There's Isekai Mario, which I've already talked about. Isekai Mario, of course, you can play as all kinds of anime girls if you don't want to play as Mario. And they even have, what was it, Sexy Mario or something? Like one of the... I can't remember. That's not all there is. There's different ones. There's Isekai Land, where you have to answer questions on Isekai. It's made by Hello, who, you know, is famous for the Hello engine that, like, several Mario games. Even Mushroom Kingdom Fusion was built in. But now he just says, well, I'm a weeb now, and I love anime, and I'm going to do everything about anime now for the rest of my life. And that's what Isekai Mario is. So, Lastly, yeah, Mushroom Kingdom Fusion, 0.85. Holy shit, guys, I've been already recording footage, so you'll be seeing more of that. Samus is playable now, and they've made her work in a Mario way. Of course, a lot of people say, okay, well, how do you do that? Because Metroid is basically you get different parts to be able to access other areas. Well, basically what they've done is they've taken her suit and her beam weapons and they've made them power-up boxes. So you start out with regular yellow Samus and she has, you know, the regular shot. But then you punch a, you know, you hit a brick and a, you know, the little dragon with the ball and it's got like the letter in it. It appears and you hit it and all of a sudden she's in the various suit and the various suit and it comes with a charge laser. So then you have one where I found this in the Sonic world, but basically you hit another one and then she's in the gravity suit, the purple suit, and she's got a different kind of laser. So they're basically giving her all kinds of different suits for the different worlds. Which I think is cool. Also, she's a really useful character. You can use the Metroid missiles to take out enemies that nobody else can fucking take out. That's cool. Oh, and by the way, when you shoot enemies, you actually get health from them. You get 5 hits in the game, but you can just constantly get your health back. So it's not really that hard. Only thing she can't do is jump on enemies. She's just like in the regular Metroid games. You couldn't jump on enemies in Metroid. You cannot do it here either. And it works. I think it's great. Highly recommend playing as Samus. And of course, Ryu Hayabusa, he also came out. And everything is just really smooth and tight. It's like good sex. I mean, everything is the way it needs to be. And it really shows... It shows years of fine-tuning. When the game works the way it's supposed to, you can tell. I mean, all the menus are different. Everything just feels like a game now. It doesn't feel like somebody's fucking demo anymore. It actually feels like, holy shit, this is ready to go out. And that's only 0.85. So imagine what happens with 0.9 and 9.5 and then the final 1.0 release. It's going to be crazy. One thing, though, I did talk to the dev, and he said... One thing I would like to do is make, like, a museum of all the shit we cut out of the game, but it'd have to be another game, because the game is too big as it is. We're talking about a game that started at 300 megabytes, and now it's almost a gig. Yeah, it's gone through that much, and that's compression. We have no idea how big that thing is uncompressed. So, yeah. At any rate... That's all I got to talk about. This is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys later. Make sure to check out Sage. Remember, that goes on from the 1st to the 10th. I don't know if they'll add anything new, so check every day. I will as well. You never know what's going to be there. Some demos were removed. They might be added back. At any rate, I'm out. I'll see you next time.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.